Welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there? Kind of chilly this morning, isn't it? Yeah. But the sun is still shining and the sun is still on the throne. Amen. Praise God. Today is March the 29th. Wow.
Is it the 29th
Just thanks.
Or the 30th?
Is it the 30th?
Well, Saturday is the 1st.
And today's Thursday. We keep thinking the day is Friday.
Oh, okay.
So it's Thursday, the 29th, right?
I don't know.
What? Or is it?
It's the 30th.
I'm sorry. It's the 30th.
We're just trying to keep ourselves straight because people
trying to keep me straight.
Don't know what she's talking about.
That's why I'm like,
there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Okay. But anyway.
On the 30th.
All right. March the 30th.
Okay.
Saturday is April the 1st. Okay. Yeah. The fourth month of the year. And just think, Easter will be the 9th.
Next Sunday.
Yes, next Sunday. So make sure you have your Easter bonnets out and, you know, your Easter clothing on. Make sure you all go to church. Those of you who love to go to church and celebrate the Resurrection Day. Because it was a real event. It's something that really happened. So just enjoy the spring, the summer, the sun. I don't care about Easter. I don't care how much that sun shines. Sometimes it feels like the coldest day of the year. I've been there with coats on and gloves on, you know. But I love this time of year. I really do. Well, my name is Linda Sims. The name of the show is called A Voice of a People. We are live on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app on any electronic device, and the app is called TuneIn. Once you download it, and this can be done on iPhones, cell phones, laptops, or computers, please go to the search bar and type in WWGH. Or call in during this live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, or you can come into the house and ask questions if you would like. And let me not forget, Facebook Live. We are on Facebook Live. And if you go on my page, Linda Sims, you can type in the comments section and I will be checking it periodically. You can also put your comments there. Okay, now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. And I would like to start with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. Next, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement coming up really soon. It will be their first free produce of the year. After this, it will be every third Saturday of every month unless otherwise notified. Free produce. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. And the date is April the 15th. April the 15th. 12 noon to 2 p.m. at Logos Christian Ministries. We also have Cheryl Lee. She supports this show. She is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, faith-based program, which is located in every elementary school in Marion City, Marion County, and North Union Counties. If you would like to, if you're interested in your child being a part of that faith-based program, or if you would like to donate in some type of way, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939 or go to your local school and pick up an application and fill it out there because they need your permission, parents, for your children to attend. Thank you. I'd like to start my show with a thought for today. And I guess a thought for today was so good yesterday, they want to visit it again. It is titled Subconscious Mind. Our subconscious mind has no sense of humor, plays no jokes, and cannot tell the difference between reality and an imagined thought or image. What we continually think about eventually will manifest in our lives. And hopefully you can get something from that and share that with yourself or someone else, right? Absolutely. So we're going to dwell, or I guess that's the word, dive into that today once again. Now I need to turn my attention to my guests today. I'm so excited. They were here yesterday for two shows, and they are back today for two shows. And we're just going to bless the Lord because they are here. Daisy Wade is back. She has her own show, End Time Mysteries Revealed. How are you doing today, Daisy?
I'm doing fine.
Good to see you.
Good
looking
to see you too.
Bright, sunshiny, beautiful smile.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's my daughter, everybody.
That's what I'm trying to say. She's trying to pump her up. Sounds like she's a nice person. I like to know her.
Amen.
Hey, girl. What'd you say her name was?
Dacia.
Dathia. Okay. Who came up with that name? You did. Why? Where you get that from? I mean, seriously.
Out of the baby name book, believe it or not. Now, the voice you hear is Willie Harris.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
There we go.
Author of This Is Your Life.
Road for Healing.
Road for Healing. And not only that, he is the producer of Willie Harris Tap One.
Oh, there you go.
YouTube podcast.
That's right.
And also Now and Then with his son, Isaiah. How you doing this morning, Willie?
One step above excellence. Everything is everything. It ain't nothing, nothing. So let's move it. We're talking about consciousness, subconscious.
Yes. Subconscious.
Subconscious.
Thought of the day.
Sub means what? That's what I thought. It ain't food. So you don't eat
sub. Sub means something like that is uncontrollable. It's underneath. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like submarine.
Yeah, like a submarine. There you go. A submarine or, you know, a sub sandwich. I don't know how Subway got their name. Because I don't know what they under.
But we'll
eat the food.
Pressure.
Yeah, pressure. You make the food right. You're probably right. But some of the Subways, that I ain't going to give out no names, but there's one Subway right here that's real good. I ain't going to mention where they at out there by.
So you ain't going to mention it.
The one that's on, is that Mount Pilot Street?
Mm-hmm.
Out there where Kroger's and all that stuff in Walmart.
Oh.
What is that?
Mount Vernon?
Yeah.
It's Mount Vernon, and then further down is Mount something else.
With Mount Gilead Road.
Yeah, Mary and Mount Gilead Road.
I'm just hitting on you, ain't I? You ought to be. You look like you're used to it.
No, well, are you?
No.
Getting beat when she was a kid. Was she a bad kid?
No.
She wasn't?
No.
What about adult? She good adult too?
Well, that's her life, right?
Yeah, I guess it's true. She did the laughing. I don't know what that means. But anyway, getting back to what we was not talking about, which was subconscious. Yeah. So I guess subconscious is just the conscious that you have when you're not on top of things. You sleep. Hmm. I guess. I don't know. Anyhow, it could be.
It could be.
You know.
Let me Google.
There you go.
Let me see what Google has to say this morning.
If you Google it, you know you're right.
Has someone else Googled it yet this morning? Let us know. Subconscious. What does that
mean? The subconscious mind. I know that radio is the theater of the mind.
Okay.
That's what they used to tell us back in... No, I heard that.
Well, it feeds your subconscious, too.
What's that, the radio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
It feeds your subconscious, so don't the television.
You know, someone told me one time that the subconscious is like a gate. You have to be a gatekeeper, not let everything come through. And there's ways to
well,
do
that's...
It.
Right, yeah. By controlling what you watch.
Yeah.
And what you listen to.
Okay, Google says, concerning subconscious of or concerning the part of the mind of which one is not fully aware, but which influences one's actions and feelings.
See, and that's the problem right there that a lot of people don't understand or the challenge, because when you don't know what's in your subconscious, it still reacts and it still
isn't
works.
That something?
It reminds you of a computer program that
it
runs in
the background. It stores memory.
Yeah, it does.
And I get that and I knew that part, but
it
still comes out and acts, is what this is saying. Even though it's buried back in there, like you said, when you're laying down, you went to sleep, TV's still on, your
I tell people
ears
all the time,
open.
Not sleep with your TV on.
I do.
Yeah, but that's.
I sleep with scriptures on.
Well, you can do that, but you don't know what they're putting on the other side of that scripture, because they could be saying, the Lord is good, girl, you ain't no good. See, it could be subliminally saying stuff in the background. People do it all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, just sublingual like messages. You can go to YouTube and listen to like any of the inspiration music and stuff. Sometimes they'll put a frequency in there, and they'll tell you they'll put a 538 frequency in there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what you're listening to, that goes in the background, and you subconsciously you hear it. But consciously, you don't hear it because you hear the music that's up front. They do it all the time.
Then it says, existing in the mind, but not immediately available to consciousness.
That's right.
Affecting thought, feeling, and behavior without entering awareness, subconscious motives, a subconscious reflex, imperfectly conscious, partially, but not fully aware.
That's right.
Of what's back there.
Of what's being programmed.
Yeah, it's already back there, though. Some of the things that have been programmed in you is already back there, and you're not even aware it's there.
No. Because it was put there before you knew it. Because, like I said, it's kind of like...
And you may have acted on it already, and you may not have.
That's true.
It says it has no sense of humor.
No.
It plays no jokes.
Nope.
And cannot tell the difference between reality... and an imaginational
Well, that's why the virtual reality is so huge.
Uh-huh.
Because once you put those goggles on and start, your mind cannot tell the difference. Matter of fact, if you're standing up physically on the and you look at something and you fall inside of the VR, you'll fall in real reality.
Yeah, because it messes with your...
equilibrium.
Yes.
Your mind doesn't know the difference. It thinks you're falling. So it and that's why I sit down when I use
that's
it.
Just like when you're dreaming and you fall, dream you falling off the building or whatever, and you fall out the bed or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you kind of have, but virtual reality, once you put those on, you cannot tell the difference between what you're looking at being the truth
or a lie.
Your mind can't tell the difference.
So
it believes what it's seeing.
So this is your subconscious as well. That's what you're saying.
It is working like the subconscious mind. See, because what it does is, like I said, you know, when you go to VR, it doesn't have anything except for it's just information that goes into your mind, and your mind can't stop it. Your conscience can't stop it unless you're just thinking about it, of course.
Right, right.
But if you just let it go, it just, you know, just you just think you in there. No. Matter of fact, I go into one virtual world where I go into, and I know people from all over the world. I mean, you know people from China, Germany, wherever, and they be talking to you, and you forget they ain't in your room. Because when you're talking to them, it sounds like, well, you're talking to these people, and you know, and you're doing deals with them as far as buying property and stuff.
Right, right.
And they ain't kind of serious, too. Now, don't get it twisted, because I done spent a lot of money in there, and people spending way more than I have. But the point is, when you're in that game, you forget. You know, and you're talking to people, and then you'll hear somebody say, well, I'm in Australia. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm in Ohio.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And you think, okay, but your mind can't tell the difference.
Right, right.
Wow.
That's what makes it so cool.
Ooh, I don't know if that's cool or not.
I don't want to control my mind like that.
Well, it's not really controlling your mind, because just like I go in and I go to different places. My first thing I used to go is to tribes, and they show you all different kind of tribes in different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually put you in the room with these people. So whatever they're doing, the camera is sitting there as if it's one of the people. And it's just like you being in a room with these people. So when you got folks behind you talking, those people behind you are talking in your ear and just telling you, you know, hey, how you doing or whatever. Whatever they're doing or talking, it sounds like you're in that reality.
Right.
And you can't tell the difference unless you take the goggles off and then you come right back to it.
But wow. Anyhow,
that's for virtual reality VR people. I tell everybody, get involved in it.
Because
it's going to happen.
Wow.
It's going to be the new way to travel. It's going to be the new way to do commerce. It's going to be the new way to educate people. I mean, because anytime you can take a doctor, because I've flown in airplanes with guys too. You know, you can go in an airplane with the pilot.
Right.
And you're right there with this cat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because all the feelings that you get, like the roller coaster feel when you go down, all of that stuff, your mind don't know the difference. It thinks it's real.
Right.
So that's like the subconscious. That's
isn't that like a delusional?
No, it's not a delusion, because what you're looking at is real. And your mind is processing it as such.
So it's not, because you're sitting at home and you got these goggles on, so what you're looking at is not real.
But let me tell you how great that really tells you.
So remember, now you're...
You remember
when people... That's a disorder to not be able to tell reality from the fake.
No.
It is a disorder.
How you figure? What you disordering? Because the fact is, right now, only thing
if you reality, can't tell reality own, from fate, you should be in the same war somewhere.
You don't, but reality is only what you perceive it to be. Everybody's reality is not the same. You and I don't have the same exact reality. You know, what you see and what you realize and how you look and approach and how you interpret what you're looking at is nothing like how I look at it.
True, but we are both still in this room and this is reality.
If we really
we're both looking at this table. You can touch this table. I can touch this table.
I can't touch it. My hands just go straight. See, I don't got to touch it. My hands
liar.
Straight through it.
You but, liar.
But the whole thing
we
is,
ain't got no goggles on. And we're not, you're not in Australia and I'm in Ohio.
You don't saying, know. Oh. You know, people believe. See, this is the whole thing. She don't see, know. Now, she don't know.
You thought
where.
You was in China and he.
No, I ain't thought of. Listen, it ain't that I thought I was in China. I said that.
You thought you were in China until he told you he was in Australia.
No. I didn't think anything because, see, I understand when I went into the VR, when I first started doing it, I didn't understand it.
See, that's what I'm
talking
about.
But once I understood what it was all about, I understand before I go in there that I'm getting ready to go into this virtual reality. However, I allow myself to be a part of it. You know, I don't fight it while I'm in there. So when I'm in there and we're flying, just like I go with the guys that do the skydiving and stuff, I'm right there with them. You know, we skydiving and rolling. On. It's scary. You understand? And some stuff I can't handle now.
Right.
Care. Like that out of space stuff.
Yeah.
See, I got caught in a spaceship. Not a. The regular,
see. She don't right. And you got a panic attack in real life.
Finish your mind.
Let me finish this. Okay. See, because. You know how NASA has all these space stations? Well, you can visit these space stations, and they got virtual reality where they take people up and they film all this stuff. So it's just like you being in that station with these people.
Right.
And you got to move through the station just like they do. So you got to learn to grab hold of things and pull yourself through and move out their way. You inside of there with them. But what happened, I went into a room and got confused about how to turn around and go out the other way.
Oh, my.
And I kept running into the room, so I just took my headphones off. My goggles off. Straighten that nonsense up.
Real quick.
See, because I couldn't do it within the game. I didn't know how to get out of the room.
Right.
So I took my goggles off, figured out what I needed to do, and went back in there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I mean, it's an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody, y'all to get it. You're part of it.
And I understand that is the mode of today. That is the mode of today. That's where the young people are. And this is what I see that is being set up. They're out to the mall. They have all these places where the kids can just go and play on these games now. There's a store right here on the corner of State and Center Street where the Sharp clothing boutique, they moved out. And now that's what they have in there where kids can go in there and be in this virtual reality type thing. So this is the mode of the day. This is what they call the fad, the fashion, or that they're walking in.
Now this thing is gonna.
It's getting big, evidently.
It's gonna be more than big because what's happening now is they're trying to change the way at which they're gonna use currency, and a lot of the currency that they're using, this cryptocurrency, is just that. It's not real money. But it's only in this virtual world. Mm-hmm. However, in real money, you have to buy it with real money.
Right.
So you're investing with real money. So you got to be very careful with some of these games and some of this stuff. Because some of this stuff, you can get you can redeem your money.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it you can't. Because just like some stuff, you can go in and I can actually sell you some of my property. And I could have bought it for like maybe, let's say, $100.
Mm-hmm.
I could sell it to you for $110. Well, you give me those coins and that goes into my pocket. But the thing now is being able to connect to make them coins go back into the dollars that we use.
Right.
Everybody don't have that.
Right.
But there are some, but you can tell who got it once you learn it. I ain't telling y'all to get at that level of thinking, but because it took a minute to get like that, to start thinking like that, because those, it can be tricky. Because do any of you guys, you ever thought about investing in like in the stock market?
I've thought about it. I've tried,
Have you ever tried it?
I had a portfolio, one time.
Yeah, it's simple. Some of it is. I mean, I tell people to go to Robinhood and use their application. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because we as a people, for the most part, don't get into that sort of thing.
That's
because
true.
We've been kept out of it, you know, for so long. But I do it.
And have fear of getting in it.
Yeah, you lose money and you gain money, you lose money, you gain it. I mean, you know, and I ain't that thrilled about it, but, you know, if you got big money, you can make big money.
Yeah, that's money to make money, that's for sure.
The more money you got, the more you can make. And that's the whole crazy thing, because when you get into it, like me and you and whatever, we just supporting other people's dreams. Because all we're doing is putting our money in it. They're making all the big money.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, y'all ought to get you some virtues.
Yeah, I guess.
I can tell she ain't going to get one.
Mm-mm.
I can look at her and tell.
Mm-mm.
And why not, Missy?
Just I ain't got that to do.
Huh?
I'm like...
You ain't going to get into it.
You don't... Mm-mm.
I don't blame you.
It says she's not going right.
You see Jesus.
But you know, one of my dogs.
See, that's why.
Go in there, you can see the Lord.
Where?
You can go in there.
He virtual is. Reality, that's what you're saying?
No. I'm going to wait until you crack that sky. And you're going to see it at the same time. It is going to be reality.
You remember yesterday when we was talking, and you was talking about how when things happen, and which. You're talking about waiting for the scribe. Now, he might be using me to give you the information already be there, so you don't have to worry about cracking the sky. See, you don't know. This might be a way the sky getting cracked.
Hold on.
You know, using this particular way of thinking.
Uh-uh.
Well, it's all under the umbrella of thought.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. If that's what, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all.
Thought.
I'm getting
that, you know what? That's what they was doing on that movie.
What
called,
movie?
It Wasn't Left Behind.
Oh, you talking about...
But it was a movie that we watched a long time ago.
You talking
and
about,
and
like,
they was in this virtual
something.
World, and they was in there literally cutting people's heads off. And you said if you in there and you fall, you gonna fall. So if you in there and you get shot, what's gonna happen?
Well, for one thing, if you in there and you getting shot, you already know that the people that's in there that's shooting ain't real. So you shouldn't be getting shot just because you got shot. That ain't got nothing to do with your equilibrium. Now, your equilibrium, it's easy to mess that up, because I can tell you to stand up, close your eyes, and turn around a couple of times, and you'll get disoriented just from that.
But what happens when the virtual reality becomes reality for real for you?
It's never going to.
Let's hope not, right?
Well, I mean, I know the difference, but then again, the virtual reality, just because it's a virtual reality doesn't mean that it's not part of some kind of reality. It is a reality. The only difference is it's not real.
So now that we're here in this virtual reality thing, and it's on the rise, I mean, it's very, very popular. What is the mark of the beast?
It's going to be part of that. Better believe he's going to slip it in. Oh, absolutely. Because I see him now. You can see in virtual reality, you can see places where the enemy can come in and wreak havoc, because it is messing with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be straight. Now, I'm sure there's people that go into virtual reality with all kinds of wild stuff, because there is some wild stuff out there. But you just don't dig it. I don't dip and dab in that kind of
stuff. Right, right.
I just deal with what I'm dealing with. You know, because my main thing is to set my children and grandkids up so that they'll be able enough to get involved in this particular way of dealing with business.
Right, right.
Because I'm telling you, in this particular thing that I'm talking about, the multiverse, I got an office in there, I got stores in there, I got apartments all over the place. That's crazy. But I don't have anything compared to some folks. And all of your apartments, I can take me and you can go to an apartment. Just like when we go and talk, a lot of times what we were doing before it got a little strange. When I first went in, we was a whole group of us, brothers and sisters, was talking. Well, you can't talk in the general public. Other words, if I'm outside of my building,
mm-hmm.
and we're all standing outside of the building looking at the building,
mm-hmm.
If I'm talking to you, everybody that's in that game, that's on your particular level, on your particular channel, can hear you talk. But if I say, hey, y'all, follow me, and you go into like one of my rooms or go into your room, they can't hear it because it's private.
Mm.
Now, the people that control the game,
mm-hmm.
if they choose to, they can chime in, you
wow.
know, look in. But they try to stay completely out of all that, because that starts messing with other people's privacy. So, yeah, but we're going to, I got conference rooms that people go into, and like, I got study
on your
halls.
Virtual reality.
Mm-hmm. And what you do is you invite people in, and if you want to do a show, like I got a comedy club, you know, and you go in and you do a club, you know, and you can invite people, like you can invite real people to come in and to do a virtual comedy set, and they'll mm-hmm. just do it, and people will come into this little room and sit down in this little room, and you watch this person on the film, and they're doing their thing, and they're talking and interacting with you, and you know everything, and it's kind of interesting.
Wow.
Now.
Okay. Subconscious mind.
The subconscious.
All right.
And that's why that works, because of that.
Right.
The conscious and subconscious can be split.
Wow.
And the subconscious mind is way more powerful, I think, than the conscious mind.
It must be, because it hides stuff.
It can.
It brings it up later.
Because it absorbs everything.
You see what it does. It hides stuff and brings it up later.
It's like a video recorder machine just constantly records your life.
And it ain't. It's not laughing about it or thinking it's funny.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It plays no jokes. And it don't know the difference between reality and imagination.
Well,
your subconscious mind. How is that, though? It's just a reservoir and collects information.
That's a good word, yeah.
It just collects
information. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't either.
I don't either as far as for everybody else's explanation, but...
Well, I'm just thinking about making a conscious decision.
This woman always calls me when I'm on the air.
Subconscious decision.
I'm on the air. I'm gonna have to call you back later. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A conscious decision and a subconscious decision. Well, when we go to the Lord, we have to make a conscious decision to choose Him to be. Mm-hmm. Our Lord and Savior.
Yes, you do.
But has this already been in your subconscious?
If you're being taught, there's some in there, sure.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking.
Well, see, if...
What I'm thinking is that where... Because he said something that made me think. Is that where the enemy communicates?
You're talking about in the subconscious? Be.
When you're sitting there saying,
exactly,
it don't laugh, it don't do this,
it
make you do things later, you know, because what did we say yesterday? All he has to do is give you a suggestion.
Right.
So what I'm thinking is God communicates with our conscious mind, and the enemy communicates with our subconscious mind.
But check this out. The conscious mind controls the subconscious.
That's because that's what God controls.
So the subconscious is still being controlled by you.
Than the conscious. It's a lesser mind than the conscious mind.
I see what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
If the conscious mind controls the subconscious mind, then the subconscious mind must not be as powerful or whatever as a conscious mind, just like a greater power and a lesser power.
You can look at it like that.
They both can communicate with us, right?
I never thought of it.
That's
why we pulled it up today, because I told you.
I think in the Lord communicates with with our conscious mind. We make a conscious decision to do this. We make a conscious decision to do that. But our subconscious is giving us these little sneaky little things to get out here and maybe I should just steal this. But that's your subconscious.
Well, what happens?
And then your conscious, you know how they say the drill man on his shoulders?
Don't you supposed to feed your subconscious while you're conscious? See, this is the thing people
do. Right, that's why we read the word of God.
Exactly.
That's why we take in and we worship and praise. And we do those things to feed our, that's why I say control what you put in.
Exactly, I agree.
Control what you put in.
I agree.
All right now.
Yeah.
So
that's how you can kind of have a better control of your life, because what God is telling us that is, if you fill your life with me, it'll take care of that subconscious.
That's why he said eat the roll, eat the whole roll, the whole scroll. Because when you eat the scroll, what does it do? When you eat something, it breaks down
and it becomes a part of it.
And then it goes into your belly. It breaks all the way down. It goes into your bloodstream. It goes to all the organs. It goes to all your muscles. It goes to your blood and everything else. And it becomes a part of you. And it comes out of you. So when you eat the word of God and it becomes a part of you, what happens? It comes out of you.
Yes, it does.
It should.
Yes, it should.
It should.
It ain't got no choice but to. It got to go somewhere.
And people should know the difference.
Yes.
That's where you are. And that's where you've been.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. And you brought up a great point. I'm going to tell you something. And it, when people cuss, that they say, you made me cuss. No. That's in you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's your subconscious mind. That's in you back there. Now, you may have cleaned up your conscience thing where you know how to control it in front of everybody and all that. But you got some stuff in the background that's sneaky deaky. That'll slip up.
Right.
And that's why when you get to know people, you have to learn how to tap into that. Mm-hmm. Because people have a lot of hidden stuff and hidden agendas, man. You understand? Because they may not even know it.
And that's why we have discernment with our conscience.
No, you on money. You on peace. You on point. Yeah, you know. That's what discernment is all about. Consciously controlling what your mind sees, hears, and reacts to.
No, and discernment comes from the spirit.
I didn't say where it came from. I'm just saying it's good to have it.
So, and use it.
And use it.
Yeah.
So, discernment, I can understand. You can say that. Yeah, spiritually.
It is.
Yeah.
Because only God can discern everything before it happened and who what they got intended. And you can hear somebody say something before they say it. That's God. Because that's only God, you know.
Yeah, he knows intents of the heart.
Yes.
And that's woo.
Well, see, now I'm going to tell you something because you made me think of something else. Thinking like that, which is true, the enemy knows you think like that. So what would he do? In order to throw you off, he'd place himself in the position so that you think that you're acting in that order that you just spoke, that you think that it's God that you're dealing with, because he understands that that's how you think you should be communicating with God. So you have to really, like you said, you have to take in all of God so that you will know that ain't part of God. That right there.
Right, you have to. Right.
You know, that ain't him. You know, but it kind of looked like it was, but no, because it did a little thing that was a different, you know, but that's discernment, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You have to develop that as a Christian and as a person that's going to walk with God and Jesus and Holy Spirit and all of them. Do y'all pray to the Holy Spirit? Uh-oh. Better not ask that question no more. Let's go on to back to Catholics then. So do y'all pray to Jesus or do you just pray to the Father?
They're all one. I mean,
I ain't asked you that.
Well, I'm trying. That's why I looked at you like that.
Why?
Because you separated them.
They're and all you don't. One.
So you saying that when Jesus was doing what he was doing, that God was doing the same thing, or you think that that was Jesus doing what God had subscribed him and developed him and created them to do? So what I'm saying is Jesus is part of God, but he's still a separate entity, God. Because aren't you a sister and also a daughter? I mean, ain't you somebody's daughter and ain't you somebody's sister?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't those two different things?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And your mother too, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're three things.
Mm-hmm.
So
all I'm a cousin too, so that made me four things.
So, but you're still one person though, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's the same way God break this down. All of those people, even though they're all still the same God, they have different functions. And you supposed to recognize them. You don't you thank God for dying on the cross for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're talking to God. You ain't talking to Jesus. You're talking to Jesus for doing that. You're not talking to God for doing it because God didn't do it for you. Jesus did. Jesus died for your sins, right?
That's true.
That's what the book said.
Because the Spirit left.
So,
yeah.
If that be the case, then Jesus is going to be looked at different than the God, because he said, when you see me, you see the Father.
Yes, absolutely. Right? He is.
And we are one, but yet still they're two different entities. They do two different things. Just like the Holy Spirit does something totally different than Jesus, don't it? Well, do it or not.
No.
So what does the Holy Spirit do different than Jesus don't do? Because the Holy Spirit never died for me and didn't put himself on the cross for me. It wasn't sent
by the Holy Spirit in him?
The Holy Spirit led Jesus. If you
were in him?
Now, see, you talking about something totally different. Not because, remember?
Wasn't it in him? And then
He didn't say that, though.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because, see, God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So until he got to that moment, God was in that body that was prepared for God himself.
And then he gave up the ghost.
Yeah. And he left at that moment.
That was just to show you the kind of power and the choice he had. So the only reason that Jesus actually told that he gave up the ghost is so that we, as his followers, can understand the power that he had to be able enough to control life and to create life. So he let himself die and then resurrected himself. So he had to let you know, I'm the one that's giving up this spirit and the ghost. You know, my Father's not doing this. I'm doing it. So when I come back and be resurrected, I'm resurrecting myself
Yeah, you know, so I'm just saying, the power to lay it down and the power to get it.
That's just
again.
How I look at it, now. And I'm probably not wrong. So. That's,
I mean, I can't say that you are the way wrong. I can't say that.
You can, but you just won't be right.
No, I can't say that.
Sure, you can. All you have to do is say you all the way
There's
wrong.
There's a little bit of truth in there.
Oh, just a little bit.
Bit of truth in there.
That's all it takes, baby. A little bit is better than none, don't you think?
No.
Well, I mean, I like the discussion, and I always like talking about Word of God because, see, God interprets everybody to everybody different. You know that because He created you different. And so when you read and understand God's Word, it's going to be different. So when He did my thing, He put me together with all this stuff that He put in me, and I just look at it differently. You know, and that was the problem that I had going to church, because I had a lot of questions that couldn't get answered by the people that was claiming to tell me how to go about doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Huh?
I wanted to talk to you about that, too, because you said that yesterday.
Yeah, I'm saying it again.
And you told me I should leave my church, and I asked you why. You said
Oh, no, you don't have to leave your church, because you are the church, but you're talking about the congregation and
yes.
That. Yeah.
And you said because you didn't learn what you learned at another church.
Well, but, you know, that church was not set up for me to learn that stuff. That was just my foundation.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something else, too. I went a lot of places after I left here because, you know, I went to the military. King's Temple never left my mind.
I'm sure.
Out of all the years, because I still talk about
because
it.
Because the Spirit dwells there. The Spirit of God dwells there.
It was his foundation,
I mean,
too, yeah.
When I show up, I'm sure it does. But I bet you it's not there right now. You go past that church right now, that building, God ain't in there. Why would he be in there?
Unless somebody's in, well, God is in us. But the Spirit of God dwells there, though.
When we show up. But he dwells in my house, too.
True.
And he should.
If it's dedicated to him.
Well, I gave him permission.
He will come.
I
he
gave
sure
him permission
will.
To do it and ask him to do it. You right. know, and that's what I feel.
Amen.
That's what I feel he says that he does. So I put him, like when I live in a building, I do the whole building. I go outside. People don't know it. I pray for the whole building. And I say everybody that walk past this, that comes through this particular, just like over my door, I got a red sash over my door. Because y'all remember back when all this nonsense jumped off? You don't remember. Well, me and my family, and I mean like my family here.
You're talking about
when
all this COVID started.
Yeah. We all put that.
You put a thing over your door?
I sure did.
I marked my door too.
Sure did. And everybody that I knew, I was telling them, look, y'all need to put this over your house because I ain't going to want to come to your house.
Right.
Because that means you ain't saying that you covered. Now, does that mean you covered by the blood? Well, if you say you are, based off of how God is talking,
mm-hmm.
you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I choose to say, I'm covered by the blood. And everybody that come in my house, I don't care who they are, when you come through my door, I've already asked God, make sure that they get under the blood when they come in here. So I don't want no bullshit. Oh, I'm sorry, I cussed, didn't I? I don't want no BS when they cussed. I know that just hurt your Christian ear, didn't it?
No.
It didn't? Used to it. That, I don't understand. Done heard it a few hundred times. I know. Yeah.
I got uncles. Anyway.
You said you got what?
Uncles.
You got uncles.
But
and they got
I marked my door too, but it wasn't a visible mark.
It was what?
You didn't see my mark.
Where was you?
I didn't see my mark, but my door was marked. With COVID. For COVID. My door was marked.
And you didn't
Who
have
was
to
it
see
marked
it?
For though?
You just said you put the red.
I'm telling you, that's why I did it. But
door.
You telling me.
But I'm saying I marked mine the same way.
But you marked it. You saying that you couldn't see your mark.
Why did you have to see it?
Okay.
Because what is faith?
Okay,
what
wait a minute. Now, hold up. Now, hold
what
up.
What is faith?
Hold up there, Margaret. Now, when Jesus and God, when the children of Israel, the death was coming through the street,
mm-hmm.
and he came to them, he said, look, put the blood up over the door
mm-hmm.
so that when the death comes through, it can see this mark
mm-hmm.
and then know the passage. Mm-hmm. So if it's invisible, he coming in.
No.
He ain't got no. He
didn't come in.
He, Well, now, I don't know.
Now, wait a minute. Did you mark this with oil?
Yes.
Oh, okay. She did.
You can see that, though. It's just, yeah, it may be oil.
You can't see it, though.
Sure, you can.
You can't see through it, but you can tell there's something.
And I'm
going to
tell
there.
You something. Everywhere I put oil in the house, it stayed. If you take
olive oil, it's still there. Glass, yeah.
It's
still there. It's on all my doors.
Crosses over
it's
all
on my
my
doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, what I'm saying is, it didn't have to be a big blatant.
No, you don't.
No, it don't have to be.
It depends. See, that's your personality. If your personality was a big blatant thing, you want everybody to know, look, I want God to protect it. If yours is just simple, you just like, hey, look, you know, I'm just letting God do it. You know, I'm just, I'm a little Christian.
It's all about faith.
Yeah.
It's all about
faith.
I mark
mine too, yeah.
I don't know if that's faith. If you could see faith, you don't have to do it. If you physically doing something, is it faith or you're already doing it?
I tell you something.
No.
Because there was things.
Don't forget your point.
Noah built the ark in faith.
We're going back to Noah now?
Noah built the ark in faith. He built that ark in faith. Abraham left his father's house in faith. So, yes, you have to act in faith. Because you got to believe what God said and act upon what he said.
Yeah.
And it helps God to bring his promises true.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the faith.
I'm
digging. Okay. Yeah, you're allowed to have one or two, right? Yeah, I'll let you have them two. No, I totally agree.
I forgot what I was going to say now.
See, this is what messes me up. And you see, that could be the devil right there.
What?
Just throw her off so she couldn't say what she was going to say. That
I
Christian thing,
was
she was
going
to say something Christian sound.
Oh,
and you done mess around and throw the Christian off. That's how the enemy do you. We only serious. Don't worry about it.
I'm not. I'm just. It just totally left me. But I should have wrote it down. I know.
I said,
Jen,
don't forget.
So I watched that thing last night.
What did you watch?
The Journey. I watched 10 minutes of the Journey.
You didn't watch it then. How much? What did you get out of 10 minutes? About 2 hours.
You talking about evolution?
No.
I got that in the first. Well, I must have watched the wrong one.
What do you mean? I'm talking about evolution?
You talking about the drop of blood?
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you mean by evolution?
They was talking about the first, they said that the man came about in a year. This is what they said. They said man came about in 1 year. They said it started with a monkey or a gorilla. And they said that was January the 1st. And I wrote
what
this
you
down. Hold
about?
On.
That ain't the same movie. I saw.
You got to send me the one you talking about because... They said on January 1st,
ain't no man
there was an ape.
I ain't said anything about no man being
they
no
They said
monkey.
By April 1st, there was an ape man.
Oh, that's what well, you should have stopped. December why, you should have stopped, why,
hold
you
on,
stopped
no,
watching
listen,
that nonsense
listen,
up front.
Listen,
that ain't the same
listen,
one.
Listen.
I don't want to hear all that nonsense.
They said by,
all them old man.
They said, you said the journey of men, that's where I went. They said by December the 28th, it was the first human by... December the 31st, they left Africa, and by January the 1st, they was all over the four corners of the earth. And I'm trying to figure out where they get that from.
They made the shit up. Okay?
You have to show me the one that you wanted me to watch.
Because the one I'm talking about, the guy starts off, he pricks his finger. And
that's what I
blood.
Watched.
Okay, now, all that monkey stuff, I must have skipped past all that. Because that ain't important. What my whole thing was is how they got all over the world. I ain't caring about all that other stuff because I know that's junk. All that being man.
Right.
And
well, they went to Africa to get all over the world. I seen that too.
Huh?
They went to Africa.
Who went to Africa?
The man.
You talking about the one that's doing the show?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
he went to Africa.
Yeah.
He went to the motherland. Okay, so of course, if you go to the motherland and prick one of those ancient tribes' blood, you're going to find all over the world out of there.
Not all of them.
Because they came out of the motherland.
No, not all of them. See, what he was trying to show you was that one particular tribe called the Sun Tribe. Sun Tribe.
I remember. Mm-hmm.
That one tribe, he's saying, was responsible for
populating the whole, this
igniting.
That's what this whole theory was.
They didn't populate it. What they did was they injected themselves into it. So, in other words, they are part of everybody's DNA. So they went everywhere and procreated with other folk. So they're everywhere. But they didn't start those things. I mean, it wasn't like they got to a place and there wasn't nobody there but just them. Because if that's the case, how did they get the different people out of that?
We are out of time. Save that for the next hour. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. I thank my guests, Willie Harris.
What's your name?
Dacia
Wade.
They will be with us again in the next hour, 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also...